kept calming him down. He opens the door. He's like, I love you, man. I love you. You're the best human drive I've ever had.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
The last thing the podcast world needs, three more idiots with a podcast. Too bad. We're here to debate the hottest topics of the week. Who will be today's biggest idiot?
I'm an idiot.
All right. Welcome to another episode of the Idiots Podcast, a podcast about anything, everything, and nothing at the same time. A true miracle. We simply go where the tangent winds take us. I'm the host, the star of the show, the premier idiot, Steve. And this is episode 34. I'm joined by my right-hand man, Bob.
How you doing, Steve? Episode 34, only 66 left.
I am doing very well. Yes. Okay, thanks for bringing that up. I'll explain what that was about in a second here. I'm also joined on the phone as a special guest because we needed a third idiot for today's show. We were down Kevin and Otara, so I brought in the one, the only, JC from Denver. Hello, JC.
Hello, everybody.
JC is my sister. Hello, sister from Denver.
Hello, my brother in Buffalo.
It's so good to hear you. And
oh, boy.
You are in Denver, and how is life in the Mile High City?
Oh, it's nice today. It's 70 degrees and sunny.
Nice. Let me ask you, the Mile High City, you say, how different is it there with legalized marijuana? Well, how long ago was that? Was that like 4 years?
That was 2012.
Wow.
And, okay. You know, I'd say the biggest difference is when you go out to eat, the servers are all high, so
yeah.
You never get your order right.
Okay. Well.
Nick and I, my husband and I have a phrase. It was called Amendment 64. That was the bill that passed. And we just look at each other and shrug and go, Amendment 64.
You know? Here, ma'am, is your shrimp and here, ma'am, is your shrimp and scampi. Oh, but I ordered the smoothie.
Yeah, pretty much. And they'll be like, oh, dude, yeah, I knew that. And people drive all of a sudden really slow.
Yeah, well, that's good. So the deaths on the roads will go down now. That's good. Sweet.
Yeah. Well, not too much of a difference.
That's a topic. Well, that's a big topic for maybe another day. But real quick, if you want to be part of the Idiots Podcast, you can reach us on the Idiots text line. And if you don't know that number, it's a very simple way to remember. And the number is
7-1-OK-MUG-HA-6.
That's 7-1. I love that jam.
OK MUG.
JC, thanks for putting that together for us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Ever since you put that together, our text and call rates have absolutely stayed the same. Zero.
Trying to get off the schneid here.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny, though. Otara's husband, Eddie, asked just what Joe did. He said, what number is ha?
We are recording on Sunday. We're going to be going back to Thursdays. We went to Sundays just to give Otara some microphone time. She is so funny, and we hope that we can have her on much more in the future. Also, Bob brought up, we only have 64 more episodes to go, right, Bob? You just said that a few minutes ago?
I said 66, didn't I?
66, jeez. That's the math. Yeah. I have decided that I'm going to do 100 idiot podcast episodes, and then I'm done. That's going to be the benchmark, I suppose you could say, unless...
The arbitrary number.
Unless we have, on average, 7,500 downloads per episode. I decided to shoot for the middle. I was going to say 10,000, then I thought 5,000, but I think 7,500 downloads on average. And what we'll do is we'll average the last 10 episodes at the 100 episode mark. And if we're averaging 7,500 episodes or more, downloads, I should say, or more, then I'm staying on. And if not, I'm out of here, baby. And everybody's like, okay. Oh, thank God, please. Why don't you go ahead and do 35 episodes?
It's more of a shoulder shrug. Okay. All right.
JC and Bob, do you know what time it is now?
News headlines.
Time for news headlines.
Time for news headlines. JC, why don't you do the honors? What story do you have to kick off episode 34 with?
Is Brexit, which if
listeners
don't know what this is, the UK has been voted in 2016 to leave the European Union, which is kind of a really big deal because it's kind of like California seceding from the United States. And they've been fighting for 3 years of how to do it. And this week, it's been so much infighting that the UK may actually just fall out of the European Union without any type of plan in place, and everyone's going a little bit ape. It's getting kind of chaotic, and people are thinking there's going to be food rationing, and there's going to be medical supply shortages, and the sky is falling, and no one knows what's going to happen. No expert knows if they're really going to fall out of the European Union without a deal or not. That's going to be a very big week this week, because they're going to be having a whole bunch of votes in Parliament to see what the hell is going to happen.
When did they got their extension through sometime in May? Is that right?
Yeah. So if Theresa May, who's the prime minister, she's had a deal that no one likes, and she's going to try to get it passed a third time. If it gets passed, then the European Union said, okay, then you'll have until May 22nd to implement that deal. But if they still shoot down that deal, which everybody hates, and it's not going to pass for sure, that means that the extension is only going to be until April 12th. Okay. So May 29th was the date that they were going to fall out of the EU, but now they've pushed it back to April 12th. Now so the end of the world won't be March 29th. The end of the world will be April 12th is kind of what they're thinking.
Isn't
so
there a push for another crazy. Popular vote? Is that going anywhere?
I don't think so. It's kind of, you know, there was a referendum. Everybody voted in 2016. The result of that vote was 52%, which wasn't really a vast majority, but it was enough for the Leave campaign to win. But now they're like trying to fight for a second vote.
Because of all the BS around the first one, right? All the false figures and the advertising that was...
Yes. And there's probably some truth to that. The only problem is with democracy, how many votes do you keep having?
Right. Just because the public is ill-informed doesn't mean it wasn't a legit vote. I mean, they didn't care to inform themselves. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So the people now kind of have a little bit more of a grasp of what it means leaving the European Union. And there's definitely legitimate reasons to leave. But people... they think that if they had to vote again, that they would vote to stay in the European Union. But for democracy's sake, though, they're kind of like, sorry, guys, this was decided. This is what we're trying to implement.
I see this as growing pains of the Brexit. I see that there's so many different things throughout history that have happened where the people have to suffer for making a decision to move in a new direction. And of course, the weak fall off real quick. And I don't know a ton about the Brexit or the benefits of leaving or what they're trying to accomplish. But I do know the basic overarching idea of trying to get independence and trying to move in a new direction. I think once you're controlled by a certain power, so as soon as you get too deep in, I think you're kind of stuck with where you're at. And so what do you think? Do you guys think that eventually that's just going to collapse? They're going to have to go back to the European Union?
Well, if they keep handling it the way they've been handling it, they may just have no choice by staying in the European Union. But many people have been wanting to get out of the European Union for years and years. So I don't think this is going to go away. Yeah. And the main reason why this came to a head now is over immigration. Mm. With the European Union standards, it's just free flow of anyone who is European national can just keep coming to the UK. And the UK is kind of feeling like we want to have a little bit of a say and more control in who comes to our country, which is understandable. And the European Union has very strict guidelines on that. That's kind of like why they wanted to leave. Mm-hmm. There's other reasons, but I think that it's kind of like you have the one side saying the leave people are saying it's no problem. We'll leave without a deal. We'll figure it out. And then you have the other side saying that the sky is going to fall and you know it's going to be cataclysmic.
It's going to be somewhere in between, like it always is.
Neither
right?
is true. It's somewhere in the middle. It's going to be hard. It's going to be very hard.
What do you think about the border, the Northern Ireland border, where they say when that goes back up, there's going to be shootings as there were the day before it came down. I mean, it could
they're definitely worried about the Good Friday Agreement, which was finally settled in 1997, that the Republic of Ireland is going to all of a sudden have a hard border with Northern Ireland, and it's just going to bring that all up to a head.
Right back to where it was, which was shootings, bombings.
JC.
They gave him a target. Yeah, look at this. Another informed post. What the heck?
I'm like, holy cow. You're not smoking any pot over there. Bob, what do you got?
I've got President Trump signed an executive order tying federal funding to free speech on campus. How do you feel about that, Steve?
Federal funding is free speech on campus.
So obviously there are a lot of like universities, especially state universities, that get federal funding for research, for buildings, for infrastructure, whatever it is. And he signed this executive order to tie that funding to allowing free speech on campus. Because, of course, a lot of that happened, especially like Milo last year. I think we had a couple stories about that.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that, tying the federal funding to free speech on campus?
Well, how's it tied to free speech on campus?
You don't allow anything and everything. We're not going to give you federal funding for your lab or your programs or your sewers or...
Oh, so that basically the government is forcing the universities to allow people to have free speech.
Correct.
Very interesting. I think if it's
I think is like a lot of campuses are keeping conservative speakers from being speak on campus, like Ann Coulter and any number of other conservatives, and they're just being shut down. They're not even allowed to speak on campus. So I think that's the impetus for this. Mm-hmm. Sounds like
it is.
I didn't read
definitely.
The whole thing, but
it is.
Yeah.
Boy, that's a kind of a tricky one, because I'm sure that if it was the other way around and liberal speakers were being shut down, Trump probably wouldn't blink an eye. Gosh, it's a tricky one. You know, you don't want the government stepping in and dictating what a university has to do. I'd say that if it's...
But if they're in their pocket, why shouldn't they be allowed to?
I think if it's a private university, they can do
whatever
they want.
They can. They can. That is different. But the federal funding is where it's a different story.
I guess I'd lean towards the free speech side of it, and I would kind of agree with it.
Right.
But at the same time, it's just a slippery slope, you know, and I don't like slopes. So I would have to really know.
Because if you allow all free speech, you have to allow the pedophile there to say, come on, you have to allow anything then.
Sure.
Right?
Okay with that. I'm okay with allowing. don't get me wrong.
Pedophilia is good with you. Okay.
What I meant is anything that people want to say, that is fine. You go up and you can say the most bizarre, crazy, whatever thing you want. As soon as you start acting on what you're saying, well, then we have problems, you know. But you should be able to express anything you want in a public place outside of yelling fire in a movie theater, and you should be protected.
But what's funny, too, with that, though, is when they supposedly didn't allow these speakers, it wasn't saying you're not allowed. It was that organization that brought the person in saying this is too much for us, or security can't handle this the upheaval from either side of it.
Mm,
So it wasn't necessarily them saying we can't have your speech. It was just saying we don't want to deal with the storm. But it was interpreted as they're not allowing free speech.
Well, I guess you would have, it's tough for, I guess, university when you have like what happened at Berkeley where there were riots. It's a very tough situation.
We really are testing what we really mean by free speech. We've always, it's been a tenet of, you know, raising our flag and free speech, and it's our First Amendment. And now we're really pushing it we're really testing it.
You know, I think I'm for it because, sure, if you're more concerned about security than free speech, then it's okay. You make your decision, but it might cost you. Now, I would guess I would want there to be certain...
The guy in the dental lab is pissed because the political organization on campus got his funding taken away.
Right, exactly.
I mean, he's not related in any
way. But that's fine, because then that creates pressure on the inside to say, okay, we've got to be able to have... differing points of view on campus, so we need to do what we got to do to let these people get in there. Yes, I think I'm for it, because it would require people to make provisions. It would require them to think a little bit harder about what they need to do to make sure that these campuses do have both sides presented properly in that setting. Yeah, I think I'm for it, but I also would want to know like how much funding and what funding, and you know, you can't just completely.
And it sounds like he's just trying to promote the platform of giving both all sides the opportunity and the openness. There's nothing about saying what is supposed to be said, or, you know, we don't want the government to get that involved. It's just opening up the doors so that it's
right
open to anyone, any side,
right,
having that opportunity to speak and not.
Even in the worst case scenarios, I don't think having a speaker, you know, I don't think you need to ban any speaker from coming on campus. Well, because a bunch of kids are going to break some windows. Well, come on. That's not a reason to keep someone from coming on campus. That's kind of a loud.
That was loud. Yeah.
I'm going to share a story. You guys had some very highly educated and
stuff where facts needed to be known. And
I'm going to.
JC pulled out the year of the Northern Ireland Agreement, and jeez.
JC, you saw the. JC, did you watch Leaving Neverland?
Oh God, yeah.
Okay. Ugh. So there's still some things in the news going on about that. Yeah. Diana Ross, she urged critics of Michael Jackson to, quote unquote, stop in the name of love.
Oh, my goodness.
The former, that's what she said. The former Supremes front woman tweeted, "This is what's on my heart this morning. I believe and trust that Michael Jackson was and is a magnificent, incredible force to me and to many others. So stop in the name of love."
Is she still alive?
Yeah, I know, right. That's what I thought too. Yeah.
So you know Jackson, who died.
Or did Michael Jackson just fake his death, and he's actually Diana Ross? Yeah,
maybe he's with Elvis, and they're both touring in Vegas.
Tupac is hanging with him.
Yes, exactly. Jackson, who died in 2009, you know, has been the subject of much criticism following that HBO documentary Leaving Neverland. It detailed those sex abuse allegations, and you got a lot of people coming out now for and against this whole story, which continues to captivate, I think, a lot of people. And Diana Ross, you know, not only did she tweet that, but did you hear what she did after she tweeted that?
No.
You didn't? Okay, so she went out, she was in New York City at the time, and she set up a little mini on-the-fly concert. She sang in Times Square.
Okay, did she have a duet with Michael Jackson? Did they do a song or two together? I'm just wondering, is this a financial interest here? I don't know. I'm just curious.
Well, see, that lends to my theory that he's actually her, because I've never seen him in the same time.
Easy, Mel Gibson.
Oh, my gosh. That was actually pretty funny. You know, this comes off the heels of Barbra Streisand. She has since apologized, but she had some pretty
Can we get back to the Diana Ross thing?
Well, yeah, we'll go back, but we'll circle back. But, you know, this comes off of Barbra Streisand, who said, "You can say molested, but those children, as you heard, they were thrilled to be there. They both married and they both have children, so it didn't kill them."
Oh my God.
That's what Barbra Streisand said about that documentary.
You know what? That is a true statement.
It's true based on what the editor showed you, though. The one guy seemed pretty wrecked.
Yeah.
And you can't tell me, you cannot tell me the their wives aren't questioning every time they're alone with a kid, knowing when you see this as generational thing very often.
Oh, yeah.
You can't tell me that's not going to cross through the wife's mind. I can't imagine it wouldn't.
Yeah. It was just so disturbing to watch.
I think castration is the only, I don't even think that's all.
So back to Diana Ross. Did you want to add to that?
No, I just didn't think we were done. I didn't get the full story on that. And it seems she's got, I don't understand why she would have come out with that without having some sort of motive. And it seems bizarre. And the fact that she would play one of her songs and do a mini concert.
No, she didn't do that. I was just goofing around.
Steve, I believed it. Here's how nutty Hollywood is. I believe that as well.
I was wondering why you wanted to go back to that story so bad.
Oh my God.
Bob, I believed it too. This is how rumors get started. It's really bad.
It is, right?
All right. JC, back to you.
Yeah. Oh, another story?
No, JC. I want you to give us a recipe on good pot brownies.
I'll give you a recipe for banana bread. I was going to say that I was just on the edge of my seat with this cruise ship, but there was a cruise ship. I don't know where it was coming from and going to, but it's off the coast of Norway. It's a big Viking cruise ship. And the engine went out. They had engine failure, and it stuck out there in like gale force winds, 80 miles an hour. And if you watch it on YouTube, you just see the ship is listing, and there's furniture thrown around. And they're having to evacuate people like one at a time in these helicopter rides.
That's a dangerous evacuation, too.
Mm.
It's extremely dangerous. Oh, so, but the latest news, thank goodness, I was like one at a time. They're never going to get all 1,300 people off, but they were able to tow it into shore. So that's the good news there. That it doesn't look like no fatalities. Yeah, I think there's some injuries, but
yeah, I saw the video where the furniture is sliding back and forth, and I said, Bob, you know what I'd be doing there? He's like, what, holding on to that pole? I'd be like, no, I'd be on the floor. Whee!
That's so easy to say.
Yes, it is.
And it's funny. It's funny because I went to YouTube and I'm horrified, and I'm reading the comments in the YouTube section down below, and people are just—it's just a laugh a minute with the comments that people are saying, just like what Steve says. Yes.
Well, what was really wild is it was kind of real time. It was like on Twitter, people were tweeting, "I'm on this ship right now," like legit.
With a lot of typos, right? Yeah,
exactly. Yes. Good one.
Oh my! Look, quick Norwegian. I was on a Norwegian cruise line. JC, remember Wayne? He and I went on a cruise. Yeah. This is just before I got married, so I was still single and looking to hook up. And there was nothing on that cruise ship. I mean, it was all people, all Europeans and 60 years or older. But we did go out to the little club. We found just a few people our age. And there was this one woman there. It was kind of attractive, and she was black, and she looked good to me, and I was hammered. I could barely stand. That basically, that cruise ship video that you saw, that's how I felt that night. I was just back and forth, like barely able to hang on. Anyway, just kicking it with this girl and, you know, snuggling up and kissing and a little bit here and there. And the night kind of wound down, and I said, well, let's go back to my cabin. So she's following me to the cabin, and you know, I'm starting to sober up a little bit, get to the cabin, and I'm unlocking. And then finally, she looks back to me and she says, am I coming in?
Oh, my God. Are you serious? Like,
that's a dude.
Oh, no.
That's where I was picturing. This is 40-year-old virgin, right?
Oh, my gosh. I just was like, I must have just opened the door real quick and slammed it. I don't even remember. Oh, but that's my Norwegian cruise line story. You guys know what time it is now?
Uber? Next.
Uber stories.
Even if there's not a story, I just like to play that. So I've got
Steve
a really
loves
good,
him some Steve.
I've got a really good one though. I go to pick up this guy. There's this like little tiny bar in the corner of a plaza. It's in Williamsville, Bob. I brought this up to you. You didn't know it. Pick up this guy. He staggers out onto the sidewalk, and he's just barely able to walk towards the car, and he's looking at me. He's got a big smile on his face, and he's pointing, and he's all excited, and he's opening the back door, and he's just kind of slipping off the handle and almost falls down. He gets into the back seat, and he's, oh, this is just so perfect. I was coming out, and you were just pulling up right at the same time. It's like we were meant to be. And I'm like, okay. And that's how this ride started. Get going on the road. And whenever somebody's really drunk, I like to keep the conversation going because a couple things. I don't want them to throw up, and I don't want them to start getting upset because, you know, people that are drunk, they get it in their minds. They're being challenged or whatever, and they can get irate and belligerent. You know how that is, right? So I'm talking to him, and I'm keeping him going, and I'm asking about his family, and he's going into detail about his family and his brothers, and his brothers are so amazing, and they're really intelligent. I'm the black sheep of the family, and they just don't. And I'm like, really? I can't figure out why. And he's really getting, and we're talking. Oh, and then a song comes on the radio. It was West End Girls by the Pet Shop Boys. And he's like, oh, God, I love this song. He's like, turn it up, and we're like singing Pet Shop Boys together. In Western town, the dead end world, the Eastern boys and Western girls. Western girls and the Western boys. And we're going about 10 miles away to the next destination. And he's so excited about telling his stories that he leans in between the two seats, and he's grabbing my arm, and he's grabbing my shoulder to the other side, and he's like looking at me, and he's smiling, and I look in his eyes, and his pupils are huge. So I'm thinking, he's not just drunk. This dude is on something too. Ride finally comes to an end, and it's another bar, and the bar is completely empty. There's nobody there. It's open, but there's nobody there. And I'm like, dude, this bar is completely empty. Are you sure you want to go? And he goes, yeah, I just want to drink alone. I just don't want to be with anybody. And I'm like, okay. So he pulls out money to tip me, and it's a $20 bill. And I'm like, dude, this is a $20 bill. Are you really want to tip me 20 bucks? And he looks back at me, and his eyes start welling up with tears. He goes, yes. Because you were the most amazing Uber driver I've ever had. He starts crying. And I'm like, oh,
oh my goodness.
I'm calming him down. He opens the door. He's like, I love you, man. I love you. You're the best Uber driver I've ever had. I close the door, and I see him on the outside, like staggering up. He's looking, he's crying. He gets to the front door of the bar, and it's up these steps, and he's just barely hanging on, man. And I left, and I said, I got 20 bucks.
$20 tip.
That's right.
It was worth it.
Oh, and not only that, I see that he tipped me another $5 on the app the next day. So he tipped me $25 for a 10-minute ride. A 10-minute ride that cost about $6.
Oh, he wanted to ask you out.
He's looking for some action. He's struggling with his sexuality, apparently. Heard Steve like trannies on cruise ships, thought he'd give it a shot.
Yeah, no, that would have been at least $40. Okay. Come to our Netflix segment, which is going to be a big disappointment for everybody because Otara isn't here and we can't discuss it.
And we didn't do the, you didn't do the homework.
And I didn't do the homework. So the I Am Not Your Guru segment, we're going to postpone till next week. So if you were anxiously awaiting.
Yes, I'm sure they were.
You're about to probably turn off the podcast. I apologize for all of those out there. I did not do the homework. We'll do I Am Not Your Guru, but I started watching it. I definitely have some opinions about it already. Already started like getting into it about.
This is the first I've heard of it. What is I Am Not Your Guru?
It's from Joe Berlanger. He did a couple documentaries that were really good, and they follow Tony Robbins for. I think it's a week long seminar, 4-day seminar.
Oh.
So it's the first time they've kind of covered the whole one of these Tony Robbins seminars.
Yeah,
oh, cool.
It's very interesting.
Very, very interesting. And I have lots of opinions on it like I do with everything. So, well, with that said, JC and Bob, do you know what time it is now?
Is it trivia time?
It's trivia time. This is what we're going to do. Bob is going to run the trivia questions. JC, you and I are going head to head. And if you win, JC, we're going to donate $10 towards charity. It will come out of my pocket this time, Bob, because I got 20 bucks from that guy.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Can I tell you the charity?
Yes, you may.
If you win.
If I win.
Yes, those are the rules.
I feel really confident. I would like to donate to the Dumb Friends League. It's a animal shelter here in Denver, Colorado. I think they're around the country, but my friend volunteers for the Dumb Friends League, and it helps adopt stranded animals.
Bob, take it away with a segue from that. What was that story you told me about earlier?
The official pet of, what was it, Ohio, did I say?
I think it was Ohio, yeah.
Is stray... Actually, I gotta find the headline. I don't remember. It was stray dogs, I believe, is the official animal of the state of Ohio. Stray dogs.
Oh, that's so sad.
So weird. So weird.
Okay.
All right, JC, we're gonna do this trivia.
I have a question.
Yes.
So,
can you turn that down?
Question: am I allowed to interject the answer if I know it?
Huh?
Are you guys, are we going back and forth? It depends if we're going back and forth. Steve, what do you have in mind here? Mark out the answer, or are we going
back
and forth?
Buzzer. Go back to the buzzer, yeah.
Okay.
Got to shout out your name.
Last time, I'll tell you, I was being polite last time letting you finish the questions, and that's why I lost, because I was being polite.
Oh, clearly.
I wasn't able to interject. Okay.
By the way, JC's husband is the one that cost us $200 in, what was the charity we gave to on behalf of?
I think it was Wounded Warrior or something.
Ah, yeah, I think so. It was a good one.
Can you turn that down? Yeah, see? All right.
Turn what down, Bob?
Just the music that's underneath a little bit. Oh, thanks. Really great. Perfect. We're going to start with the category. I'll read out the category. These are 200-level questions. So if you know Jeopardy, 1 to 1,000, these are 200-level.
Okay, we'll go up to 3 points.
All right, category, politics.
No, great. Okay, just take it, JC. JC got it.
All right. Yay! What is buzzer?
Okay, go ahead.
Traditionally speaking, as this state goes, so goes the nation.
Steve.
Ohio.
No, crap. It's not Ohio. It's New Hampshire.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last part of the question.
It's New Hampshire. Didn't
matter. Steve buzzed in, but traditionally speaking, as this state goes, so goes the nation.
And that's New Hampshire. Can I change it to New Hampshire?
Oh.
Okay, so she can... Did I get it right or wrong?
What
you got
is
it wrong.
Ohio? What is Ohio?
Okay. No. Answer is Maine. You're both incorrect. Maine.
That's right.
All right. Category.
I love that
baseball.
Sound.
Eddie Goodell, number 1/8, was the only one ever to play in the major leagues. Go, Steve.
That is midget, small person, shorty, whatever they're allowed to call them.
They call them a midget on Jeopardy. Steve gets it.
Okay, 1-0.
Category, odd jobs. In the Old West, they were in charge of horses. On a movie set, in charge of chickens.
And you get losing.
JC. Prostitutes.
No, wrong.
What?
An answer, Steve?
I can't lose a point if I...
No.
JC, you lost a point because you got it wrong.
Wait, did she?
Yeah.
Well, you can lose one then, sure. On a steal?
On a steal, you can't lose a point.
Okay, it doesn't seem fair.
Maybe you could. So I'm going to pass.
Okay, pass. The answer to that is Wranglers.
Oh, well, I was going to say handler.
Yeah, Wranglers, prostitutes, same thing.
Pretty close.
You know, prostitutes wear Wranglers, so... Okay.
Sure.
Okay, category, movies. Title describing Tom Cruise's precarious commercial enterprise.
What?
Category is movies.
Yeah.
Think of a movie title. The title describing Tom Cruise's precarious commercial enterprise.
JC.
Go, JC.
What is Mission Impossible?
Wrong.
Ooh. I'm going to pass.
Okay, precarious, you might also say, is risky.
Oh,
oh, I know.
Risky.
Yes. Commercial enterprise would be considered a business.
You can't get it.
Risky
now,
business.
JC.
Again, it's Jeopardy. That's such a Jeopardy question, right?
JC, you are -2 to -1.
Okay, the category is, in quotes, cat-agory. Cat-agory. Mm-hmm. Ancient. Nice. Ancient weapon kept a stone's throw from its target. Cat.
Oh, Steve.
Steve.
Catamaran.
Wrong.
Oh. That was a really good guess.
Ancient weapon kept a stone.
Oh, I know. JC.
Go.
Catapult.
Correct. It is catapult.
Yay.
I was pretty good, though, with catamaran. Oh, wait. Catamaran's a boat.
And if you think about it, a stone's throw from its target. Get a
That's
catapult
what I was
a
thinking.
Stone.
Yes, I was thinking catapult, and I said catamaran.
Okay,
I really am.
So
an
you
idiot.
Were close. You were definitely correct. Okay.
I said that too. So I'm like, it's a boat. Idiot.
A catamaran. I cracked myself up. Okay. What
right.
do we got here?
This one
score?
Almost seems unfair. I think, what do we, I don't know. Do we have
it's
one
gonna,
to nothing or
no,
two to nothing?
No, it's 0 to -1. So from,
oh boy.
So let's go back to 0. And now no one loses any points. So
okay.
JC and I
That's
are both,
fair.
Let's basically starting over again.
Okay. Okay. This one's skewed a little bit. Category, U.S. cities. Colorado City, whose name means town in Spanish.
Oh my goodness, I should know this.
You should know this.
Oh.
Anyone?
I don't know.
Where did you have to send every mail order commercial thing into back in the 80s? Mail your entry to blah, 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 Pueblo, Colorado.
It was Pueblo. I was going to say Pueblo.
Why didn't you? Oh.
I don't know why.
There's no point on the line. Well, you just took away points being at risk. You weren't going to say Pueblo.
No, okay. I was going to say Pueblo.
Okay, you should
have said
thought
Pueblo was the hut, like a mud house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did too.
Oh.
Okay, category, time. It comes in like a lion and goes out
Steve.
Like a lamb. Steve.
That is March.
March, you are correct.
All right, 1-0.
1-0, Steve. Category, dining out. If employed by Greyhound, their motto might be, leave the clearing to us.
What? Huh?
Yeah, that's not a... It's Jeopardy. Once again, Jeopardy. Dining out. If employed by Greyhound, their motto might be, leave the clearing to us.
I don't know.
All right. Who clears stuff at restaurants?
Busboys?
Yes, busboys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. These questions are it's making me think.
These are 200 level. Okay. You have, yeah.
All right, let's go. We're losing our audience.
No, you're going to edit this magically like you always do, and it's going to come out perfect.
It's going to be 100% trivia for the whole All show. Right.
Category, children's literature. Hans Brinker's Were Silver.
What?
Children's literature. Yeah. Hans Brinker's Were Silver. Come on. Ice skates. Okay.
Are you speaking English?
What? What is wrong with you two?
Okay, the next one to get the next one right wins. Okay, it's 1-0.
Okay, category trivia. Party symbol first used by Andrew Jackson after opponents called him a jackass. Party symbol.
Oh, JC.
Go.
JC. What is the Democratic symbol of the jackass?
I'll take that.
Donkey.
There you go. You got it. Donkey.
Okay, donkey. Okay.
Category.
1-1.
AC/DC. He's the master of masterpiece theater. AC/DC. Who is the host of Masterpiece Theater?
I have no idea.
I never put Masterpiece Theater and AC/DC together.
I know. I don't understand.
I'll think of the host's name and it'll make sense.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm like Alex Trebek over here. I saw the answer, so of course I'm all pompous.
I'm feeling like Sean Alistair Connery Cook, in SNL. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah. That's Burt Reynolds. And
yeah.
All right. Category, inventions. Should I go to 100 level?
You should go to 0 level if possible. Okay.
Inventions. Early ones were called the hobby horse, penny farthing, and high wheeler. Come on. High wheeler gave that one away. I'm not looking at the answers. These seem...
Can you repeat that question again?
Inventions. Early ones were called the hobby horse, penny farthing, and the high wheeler. Steve.
Toys.
No. Do you know what a high wheeler is?
No.
It's a bicycle.
Oh my gosh, we ran out of trivia music.
You guys are bad. You never heard of a high wheeler? One of those bikes with the
you
giant wheel?
You are never, ever doing trivia again, Bob. Ever.
Steve, I'm reading off a list of 200-level questions.
Now you I know two, how Joe feels when I'm doing
I would
them.
Have had four of these right. It's been over
well, you
so
got
long
the answers
ago.
In front of you, Alex.
I'm not looking at the answer. I know, he does. All self-righteous. Well, yeah. Category, Hollywood Legends. She won 8 Academy Awards with only her clothes appearing on screen. Oh, geez. Well, yeah, never would have gotten that, but I know the name. I'll skip it. Edith Head.
Edith Head.
She won Academy Awards for costuming.
Oh, okay.
Goodness.
Next one.
Okay, category, cars. GM car named for Indian chief who tried to take Fort
Steve.
Detroit. Steve.
Cherokee.
No. That's a Chrysler.
Oh.
Jeep Chrysler.
Oh, yes, it is.
So the GM car named for Indian chief who tried to take Fort Detroit. It's the brand of car, not the model. I'll give that much. JC, anything?
I fell asleep 8 minutes ago.
Okay, Pontiac.
I'm just kidding.
All right, the next one to get one right
I'm
wins.
I'm going to 100 level. Hang on.
The next one to get
Hang
one right
on.
Wins.
Going 100 level questions.
This okay. is a total disaster.
Oh, okay. 100 levels are easy. You want to keep? Okay, category. Hard. That's the category. Hard. Fermented apple juice.
Steve.
Steve.
What? I didn't hear it.
Apple cider.
Fermented apple juice. The question is still available.
Apple cider.
What was the question?
Fermented apple juice.
Oh, it's not apple cider. Yeah, apple cider. No, it's not. Yeah,
what apple is hard cider?
Thank
hard.
You.
Oh. Okay, JC got that one. What's the score? Do you win?
It's 2-2. JC's up, 2-1.
All right, JC, we'll continue.
Category, landmarks. World's largest office building named for its geometric shape.
Oh, it's in Paris.
You gotta shout out your name.
Just throw a buzzer at it right now.
Okay, what is it, JC?
It's the giant square in Paris. I don't know the name.
No, the world's largest office building name for geometric shapes.
Steve. Pentagon.
Thank you, Steve. It's 2-2.
Okay, the next one truly does win. Here we go.
Wow. Comedians. Comic whose trial by fire fueled his comedic routines.
JC. Gallagher. Who is Gallagher?
No.
Comedic fire. I get a chance here to win it. I'm going to say trial by fire. Oh, I'm going to say Carrot Top.
Wrong. What comedian lit himself on fire smoking crack?
Oh, that was the black dude.
Yeah. Oh, JC, Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
Richard Pryor.
That is the answer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Category, animals. Mm-hmm. Sly creature sought by sportsmen riding to hounds. That's a weird
Steve.
Word. Steve.
That would be a fox,
and you would be the winner. Just saved yourself $10.
If we ever do that trivia format again...
You're blaming the questioner.
You stay at the 100 level.
No kidding.
Don't ask who won the Academy Award 8 times for their wardrobe.
For costuming.
What in the world? Holy cow.
Bob, I give you an E for effort.
Thanks.
A for effort.
These are just real Jeopardy questions.
That was terrible.
Expected more of you,
too. No, it's because we were terrible. We were terrible. I agree. Terrible contestants.
Sunday afternoon is not peak brain time.
All right, we have arrived at that time where we're going to choose the show's biggest idiot. Our candidates are... We have Diana Ross for basically saying Michael Jackson is a superstar and those kids are idiots. We have the Norwegian Cruise Line captain, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, it just lost power. Just Norwegian, wasn't his fault.
Norwegian Cruise Line. We have the waiter who brought Jennifer or JC a smoothie rather than her shrimp scampi. Or the other way around. Who else do we have? With the other candidates?
All of the UK for getting...
Yes, Brexit.
All the UK, Brexit.
With the Brexit politicians.
Okay. Yeah, Barbara Streisand for her comment, although she apologized. So
makes it right.
Her in
You're
the
right.
Clear.
That totally absolves her. Bob? I'm going to vote. I'm going to say Diana Ross.
Diana Ross?
Wait, Steve. We also have Steve for hooking up with a tranny.
Didn't hook up with a tranny. We also have our guy, the Uber guy, that tipped me $25 on a 10-minute ride.
Oh, man, there's so many good choices this week.
Yeah. JC, you got one?
I think I'm going to have to go with... Diana Ross.
Yeah.
I am also Diana Ross. Just because a guy can dance and sing doesn't absolve him of his crimes.
I'm going to have to say Diana Ross, too. That makes sense. Go ahead, JC. What?
That song.
Yeah. Well, for episode 34... Diana Ross for saying, Michael Jackson, you're so wonderful. Even though you molested children your whole life, you're still my superstar. You are today's biggest idiot. Remember, you can check out the Idiots Podcast website at idiotspod.com. We got a Twitter page. We got a Facebook page. We got all that stuff that makes us look legit. And you can also text us at 710-KMUG-HA-6 if you'd like to be part of trivia or just send us a little message to say, hey, we love you guys. So until next time, JC, go ahead, take it away.
Remember that there's no such thing as stupid questions, only stupid people that ask stupid questions.
That's right! Good night!